This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. The Missouri Senate passed a $24 billion state budget earlier this morning, following several hours of debate and closed-door negotiations. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, the Senate reversed the House's gutting of a pension program for the blind.
By a narrow margin, the Senate restored $28 million in state funding cut by the House last month, while leaving in $18 million in federal Medicaid dollars. Senate Appropriations Chair Kurt Schaefer says they now have more room to maneuver when negotiations with the House begin on the final version of the budget.
We'll go back and total up the numbers, obviously, for the senators that wanted to cut GR out of everything, and then we found a reasonable way to make blind health care more self-sufficient without general revenue.
Senators also narrowly defeated an attempt to remove a 2% pay raise for state workers earning less than $45,000 a year. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The General Assembly has until May 11th to send the state budget to the governor. An analysis of government data conducted by the Associated Press shows that one in every two new graduates is either unemployed or underemployed. The University of Missouri is encouraging students to use on-campus resources to help them secure jobs after graduation. KBIA's Jillian Stedman has more.
The MU Career Center offers useful services, including CV reviewing and interview training. Career specialist Sarah Almhood says traffic in the center has increased recently.
All you can do as a student, I guess, is just, do your best to be prepared. And then it's also a question of, luck. I mean, obviously, preparation is a big thing, and it does help when you're proactive about things like that. But, obviously, things like economy, that's not something that, we can influence.
MU Career Service Director Stephanie Chipman says it's not all doom and gloom for graduates.
NACE, the National Association of Colleges and Employers, their most recent survey indicates that college hiring is up 10.2% nationally over what the rate was last year.
According to the report, graduates who majored in zoology, anthropology, and philosophy were among the least likely to find jobs in their field. Those with nursing, teaching, accounting, and computer science degrees were among the most likely. Jillian Stedman, KBIA News.
Missouri hunters had a good start to the spring turkey season. The State Department of Conservation says hunters bagged over 21,000 turkeys in the first week of the season, which opened on April 16th. That's up nearly 16% from last year's opening week and marks the first increase since 2004. The increase is noted in all regions of the state. Department scientists say the increase is due largely to a good hatch of baby turkeys last year. One-year-old males made up more than one-fourth of this year's opening week kill, up substantially from last year. Missouri's spring hunting season runs for 21 days. The Missouri legislature has given final approval to a bill that authorizes an additional $131 million of expenditures in the current budget. The annual supplemental budget bill includes about $70 million from general state tax revenues, with much of the rest coming from the federal government. About $31 million would go to public schools to help make up for the shortfall in expected revenues from casino taxes in the budget year ending on June 30th. Nearly $32 million of additional federal and state money would help pay for home and community services in the Medicaid program. Nearly $10 million would go to the state foster care system. The bill also includes $40 million in federal stimulus funds to help medical providers implement electronic health records. Over 300 religious and community leaders and emergency response professionals attended a disaster relief event at the Bible Baptist Church in Jefferson City on Tuesday. KBIA's Kevin Kameen has the story.
The event was put together to discuss the widespread natural disasters in Missouri in 2011. Philip Eyman is the disaster relief coordinator for the American Red Cross. He says that they partner with community organizations in many different ways.
We hope that we can engage our partner organizations in training so that when something happens, that they'll be able to respond.
Rita Summers is a member of the Cole County Citizens Corps program, which helps train community members in emergency preparedness. She says she attended the event to learn more about the role of faith-based communities in response to disasters.
One of the speakers this morning mentioned the similarities in faith-based groups along with emergency response groups, and that really struck a chord with me because everybody has the same basic need to be prepared, and it starts with the individual and builds from there.
The event was the first of six regional disaster response workshops that will be held across Missouri. Kevin Kameen, KBIA News.
Ameren shareholders have voted against three proposals that sought to push the company to do more to address environmental risks from its coal-fired power plants. Veronique LeCapra attended Ameren's annual shareholder meeting on Tuesday in St. Louis and filed this report.
One of the shareholder proposals focused on the risks of coal ash, a toxic byproduct of coal combustion. Its proponents want Ameren to monitor for groundwater contamination near its coal ash ponds in Missouri, as the company already does in Illinois. Ameren Vice President of Environmental Services Mike Menny says that's in the works.
We are in the process of putting together new permits with the Missouri State Department of Natural Resources that will require groundwater monitoring at all of our Missouri plants in the near future.
Menny says Ameren has done some limited groundwater testing near drinking water wells in the vicinity of its power plant in Labadie, Missouri. He says those results will be released soon. I'm Veronique LeCapra.
For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.